This is Chairman Del Deo dictating an attorney letter to Morgan and Morgan, attorneys at law, address on file. Attention, attorney Amy Linseski, address on file, period. Dear Ms. Linseski, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lisa Bodie, please note the following medical letter, period. Lisa is L-I-S-A, last name Bodie, B-O-D-E. On September 30th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 61-year-old female, height 5'7", weight 192 pounds, period. The patient tripped on raised concrete and resulted in a fall at Rise and Roll in Greenwood outside on or about March 1st, 2025, period. She fell forward to her left side, and she tried to stop the fall with her left hand, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she had immediate pain in her left wrist, comma, left hand, comma, left thumb, comma, neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, left knee, comma, and left hip, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day she is still having pain, especially involving her left wrist, including her left thumb, comma, neck, comma, and left shoulder, period. In a new paragraph, in relationship to the pain of her left wrist and thumb, she did sustain a radius fracture that was treated with surgery, comma, physical therapy, comma, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. The duration is approximately half of the day, period. It is a throbbing, aching, and sharp-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the left thumb up the arm, period. New paragraph. The neck pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts approximately one half the day, period. It is an aching and throbbing pain that radiates down the left arm to the elbow, period. New paragraph. Her left shoulder pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts approximately half the day, period. It is an aching and sharp-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Community South Emergency Room. It was x-rayed, splinted. She was treated and released, period. A couple days later, she was seen at Greenwood Orthopedics. She was seen there several times and scheduled for surgery on March 10th of 2025 at Community South, period. At that facility, they inserted a plate and screws and was told that it was permanent, period. She had physical therapy at team rehab several times, period. She had an MRI of her neck and continued to have physical therapy and followed up at Greenwood Orthopedics, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting her grandchildren, comma, lifting groceries, comma, housework, comma, sports, including pickleball and golf, comma, sleep, comma, sex, comma, lifting over 2 pounds, comma, and standing over 10 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include metformin, comma, hyperlipidemia medicines times 2, comma, thyroid medicine, comma, trazodone, comma, sleep medicine, comma, gabapentin for fibromyalgia, comma, lithium, comma, irritable bowel medicines, comma, overactive and overactive bowel medicines, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, exercise, comma, and a left thumb brace, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, bipolar disease, comma, irritable bowel syndrome, comma, and overactive bladder, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for surgery of the left wrist due to this injury on March 10th, 2025, period. Laparoscopic and cesarean section surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left hand or thumb in the past, period. The patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her left shoulder in the past, period. Fibromyalgia was diagnosed in February of 2024 with random pain, period. She had physical therapy to multiple areas, mostly her back and some of her neck and some to the left shoulder for the fibromyalgia prior to the period. Prior to the automobile accident, the patient was not having any fibromyalgia pain in her wrist, period. The patient has not had prior fall injuries, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor accidents and none that required treatment, period. The patient had prior neck pain 2 to 3 years ago that resolved 6 months with physical therapy, and there was no permanency or determined cause of injury, period. The patient fractured her right wrist at age 13 when she jumped off a car, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is retired from retail management and also a principal assistant that was given disability in 2019 for bipolar disease, period. As a result, no work was missed from this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room records, Community South, March 1st, 2025. Presents to the emergency department for evaluation after a fall, period. She was going to the store when she tripped on the concrete, period. Fell onto her left forearm, period. On physical examination, extremely elevated blood pressure, tenderness present musculoskeletally, period. Reproducible tenderness to the left wrist, period. X-rays of the left wrist showed one comminuted fracture of the left distal radius with apex dorsal angulation, period. There appears to be intra-articular involvement, period. Two minimally ulnar radial styloid fracture, period. X-rays of the left knee, no evidence of fracture. X-rays of the radius ulna, AP and lateral. There is also an ulnar styloid fracture, period. X-ray of the elbow left, no evidence of acute fracture or malalignment, period. In their report, the emergency room physician states X-rays of the left wrist show comminuted fracture of the left distal radius with apex dorsal angulation with intra-articular involvement, period. Also, ulnar styloid fracture, period. Clinical impression, closed Colles fracture of the left radius, comma, initial encounter, period. Discharge with Norco, period. End of report. Greenwood Orthopedic note, March 3rd, 2025. States left wrist pain status post-fall, period. She tripped on raised concrete, comma, in front of rise and roll, period. Impression, fracture, distal radius, closed left, period. We discussed treatment options to include non-operative versus surgical intervention, ORIF, period. She elects to proceed with a left distal radial fracture, open reduction, internal fixation, period. End of report. Community operative note, March 10th, 2025. Diagnosis is a left distal radius fracture, comminuted, period. Procedure, left open reduction, internal fixation, distal radial fracture with Acumed plate. That's capital A-C-C-U-M-E-D plate. Period. End of report. Greenwood orthopedic note, July 1st, 2025. Follow-up for status post left distal radius, ORIF, performed on March 10th, 2025. She has intermittent volar wrist pain that will radiate into forearm, period. Pain at proximal aspect of thumb, period. Is following up neck pain, period. Lisa returns today with unchanged neck pain, period. She has been attending physical therapy two times a week and continuing home exercise, period. On examination, cervical spine inspection, tender to palpation, right trapezius and left trapezius, period. X-rays of the left distal radius showed healed, well-aligned distal radial fracture with volar plate in good position, period. Impression plan, post-op wrist distal radial, ORIF, left. I believe the majority of her pain is related to the basilar thumb joint degenerative joint disease, period. We discussed treatment options to include non-operative versus operative arthroplasty, period. She elects for non-operative management, period. So impression plan one, post-op wrist distal radius, ORIF. Two, de Quervain's tenosynovitis. Three, shoulder pain left. Four, neck pain, period. End of report. Greenwood orthopedics note, April 1st, 2025. Arrives today with neck pain, period. She has pain on the left side of her neck that radiates down her left arm, period. In the cervical spine exam, mildly limited extension, period. Impression neck pain worsened a month ago after falling. On exam, she has mildly limited neck motion, comma, tenderness over the trapezius, and C7 spinous process, period. I am concerned for cervical radiculopathy. She elects to proceed with MRI, period. End of report. MRI of the cervical spine, April 9th, 2025. Impression, mild spondylitic changes and facet arthrosis, period. End of report. I, Dr. Mandel, have reviewed several of the abnormal actual radiographs, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of March 1st, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a 7-centimeter vertical surgical scar involving the left mid-ventral wrist due to this injury, period. ENT examination was normal, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid. There's palpable tenderness and heat in the cervical area, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area. There was diminished range of motion with flexion lacking 14 degrees of function, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, side bending 6 degrees on the left, comma, 8 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 14 degrees on the left and 18 degrees on the right period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal period. Examination of the left shoulder had tenderness and diminished range of motion period. Flexion was diminished by 18 degrees, comma, extension 4 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, 10 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, 12 degrees, comma, internal rotation, 6 degrees, comma, and external rotation, 10 degrees, period. Examination of the right wrist was normal, period. Examination of the left wrist revealed 8% swelling, period. There was palpable tenderness and diminished strength, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees and extension by 20 degrees, period. Examination of the left thumb was abnormal, period. There was tenderness, diminished strength, and diminished range of motion, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was normal with normal bowel sounds, period. No tenderness, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Remainder of the examination unremarkable, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left wrist trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, comminuted left distal radial fracture with intra-articular involvement, comma, ulnar styloid fracture, comma, and left distal radius fracture that required ORIF surgery on March 10th, 2025, period. Number 2, left thumb trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and tendonitis, period. Number 3, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, and radiculopathy, period. Number 4, left shoulder strain, comma, trauma, comma, pain, comma, and tenosynovitis, period. Number 5, left knee trauma improved. Number 6, left hip trauma improved, period. The above diagnoses were all due to the fall injury of March 1st, 2025, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, it is safe to say that there is a permanent impairment to the left wrist, comma, left thumb, comma, neck, and left shoulder as a result of the fall injury of March of 2025, period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all these areas for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient may need some injections in the thumb at an estimated cost of $2,800, period. Additional surgery would be necessary if the plates and screws in her wrist migrate, as they sometimes do with age, period. Over-the-counter medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A brace for her wrist and thumb will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the wrist, neck, and shoulder will cost $3,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.